Welcome to this podcast from St. James Scottish Episcopal Church in Leith. This is a 25-minute edit of our Sunday morning communion service. For more information, please visit our website, www.stjamesleith.org.uk.
So let's stand and get the prayer going.
Let us say the collect, the prayer for today together. Almighty God, your Son has opened for us a new and living way into your presence. Give us pure hearts and constant wills to worship you in spirit and in truth, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The antiphon is going to be introduced, and then we're going to sing this together, the song.
So this is a very thoughtful setting of the psalm, and as we try to do as often as we can, we're finding our way into it musically as well as through the words. So please do join in whenever that refrain comes up.
First reading is from Colossians chapter 1, 15 to 28. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him all things in heaven and on earth were created, things visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or powers, all things have been created through him and for him. He himself is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he might come to have first place in everything. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him God was pleased to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, by making peace through the blood of his cross. And you, who were once estranged and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, he is now reconciled in his fleshly body through death, so as to present you holy and blameless and irreproachable before him. provided that you continue securely established and steadfast in the faith without shifting from the hope promised by the gospel that you heard, which has been proclaimed to every creature under heaven. I, Paul, became a servant of this gospel. I am now rejoicing in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I am completing what is lacking in Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body, that is, the church. I became its servant according to God's commission that was given to me for you, to make the word of God fully known, the mystery that has been hidden throughout the ages and generations, but has now been revealed to his saints. To them, God chose to make known how great among the Gentiles are the riches of the glory of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. It is he whom we proclaim, warning everyone and teaching everyone in all wisdom, so that we may present everyone mature in Christ. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Sing our gospel affirmation.
The Gospel is taken from Luke chapter 10, beginning at verse 38.
Glory be to Christ, our Saviour.
Now as they went on their way, he entered a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to what he was saying. But Martha, distracted by her many tasks, so she came to him and asked, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her then to help me. But the Lord answered her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There is only need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her. Give thanks to the Lord for his glorious gospel.
Praise to Christ, our Lord.
Amen. If there's something that you are meditating on as just a very brief sentence or phrase or something that you'd like to share with the congregation, here is your opportunity. We're being a bit like the, what is it, the Quakers do this sort of thing. There's no pressure. If Christ is the firstborn of all creation, Christ was there from the very moment of the big breath that brought everything into being and has been there all the time, manifest as spirit and matter cohere as one, manifest in many, many myriad different forms, and now today in each of us in all our different ways, Christ in us, the hope of glory indeed. For our prayers, of course, many of us know that Larry has had a relapse, and so he and Shannon will be very much in our prayers this morning. They'll have an opportunity to remember them. There's also something that was brought to my attention by a friend. There's a ship in the port of Leith, a Russian ship apparently, and it's not seaworthy. It's been counted unseaworthy, and therefore they can't get put out to sea, and the sailors on board haven't been paid for some time, and therefore there is a situation of dire need. I know that Tim Tunley of the Missions of Seafarers is dealing with this, because I emailed him this morning to find out. But we are to pray for the people on board there as well. And of course, the situation in the world that we're all very aware of, the very important times we live in. Let us pray. We're in the presence of the one through whom God was pleased to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven. So let us bring to God our concerns for the world and its people, naming them either in our hearts or out loud if you wish, praying for reconciliation between people and between people and God, and people and the earth in which we live. God, in whose image we have been created, our hope is in you. As those who share with Christ the sufferings and afflictions of the world, let us pray for those we know who are sick, suffering, or in need of any kind, naming them in our hearts or out loud. God, in whose image we have been created, our hope is in you. United as one body, and in union with Christ the head, we bring our concerns, our hopes and aspirations for the church worldwide and for the church local, and particularly our congregation here, our diocese. We bring these to the one who holds all things together. We pray blessings on John, our bishop, and Steve, our rector, with Anne on holiday, and all who share in their ministry, which actually is all of us here. God, in whose image we have been created, our hope is in you. And now we pray for ourselves and for each other, perhaps just for those either side of us, that through our intimacy with Christ, our participation in that great mystery which has been revealed to us, that Christ is in us and among us and all around us, we each may become mature and complete human beings, reflecting the image of the invisible God made known and visible to us in Jesus Christ. God, in whose image we have been created, our hope is in you. We ask these prayers for the sake of our Son, of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We meet in Christ's name. heaven, but already we laugh with the saints and angels and sing their joyful song. Together with him, we offer you these gifts, and in them we give you ourselves. Send your Holy Spirit upon us, and upon this bread and this wine. Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen.